You're listening to Strictly Business Podcast with Lindsay Williams.
We're going to talk about the South African economy now. And when I say we, I'm talking about myself and Cesar Mkele Kobus, fixed income analyst at 91 in Cape Town. Cesar, one of the words that hasn't really been part of my broadcasting life when it comes to the South African economy is optimism. But over maybe the last year or so, since the beginning of 2024, it seems to be creeping into conversations. Are you getting that sense as well?
Good morning, Lindsay. Of course, post the GNU, I think South Africa is at a better footing. We are at a position where we could get better policies in place, which will lead to better growth. And also our inflation dynamics are a lot better than what we experienced in 2022, 23. So 2024, from a sort of cost of living perspective, the increases were much more containable.
As an analyst at 91, if somebody asks you, say a foreign investor or potential foreign investor says, tell me about the South African economy, what would be the first indicator that you go for? Will it be GDP? Will it be inflation? Will it be the activities of rating agencies? Please give us your sort of pecking order, if you like.
I think I'm going to be very biased as a fixed income analyst. And so our focus is more on inflation. Yes, growth is quite important, but inflation becomes our bread and butter, as that can eat away at whatever income that the poor and the rich can have. So I think in the pecking order, inflation is most important. But growth is going to be quite topical, I think, this year as we get the growth reforms rolling as well.
We are still in the targeting range of 3 to 6% as prescribed by the South African Reserve Bank's Monetary Policy Committee. How are we doing at the moment? And do you see it remaining below the 4.5% midpoint?
Yes. So we had that surprise on Wednesday, quite a big one. The expectation was for headline inflation to be 3.2%. And core inflation to be 3.8%. And that surprised lower by 20 basis points. So headline came out at 3 and core inflation came out at 3.6%. That was mainly driven by food from a headline perspective. I mean, similar to what we saw in November as well. November was 2.9 versus what was expected, closer to 3.1. So quite positive inflation outcomes over the last couple of months. And then for core inflation, mainly driven by rent on Wednesday, where we had rent and OER increasing on a month-on-month basis significantly less than what the market was expecting. So I think we'll remain hovering just between 3 and 3.5 over the next couple of months, and only in the second half of the year do we start ticking up closer to 4 and end the year higher than 4, closer to 4.5. And that's because we start seeing those sticky administered prices that South Africa is famous for coming through in the middle of the year. I mean, we're expecting NERSA to come to a decision on the electricity price increase by the end of next week, whether Eskom gets the 36% that they have requested. So for now, I think we will experience those inflation prints that are between 3, 3.5.
And of course, we mustn't forget the South African rand. You talk about the sticky administered prices, which we're so used to. We're also used to a steadily weakening rand. And with Donald Trump in the White House, the dollar has taken a good deal of comfort from his appointment, because everyone perceives that the dollar will go stronger, which will, of course, affect emerging market currencies, notably the rand being one of them, quite greatly. So it is a little bit difficult, is it? If the rand goes weaker, we import inflation.
Yeah, absolutely. So I think from a rand inflation impact perspective, I'll just speak through our central bank or South Africa central bank view. At the end of December, we were firmly of the view that for the cumulative interest rate cuts, we are going to get 100 basis points. So there's another 50 that's coming our way from the Reserve Bank. And then when we came back to the office at the beginning of this year and discussing as a team, we were not so confident about our 50 anymore. And that's because the rand was significantly weak. Oil was also ticking higher quite a bit. And those are the risks that the central bank had highlighted in their November MPC. And so that weaker rand is still remains a risk. But earlier in the year, there was a call that we had with one of the MPC members was an organized industry conversation. And I think from there, it was quite earlier on in the year, so I think he hadn't had the discussion with the broader MPC members. But his view was that the rand will kind of be in the same manner of the period between 2017 and 2019. There's periods of weakness and periods of strength, so not necessarily a downward trend to weakness. And that's what we've observed in the first few weeks of this year. We opened the year with quite a weak rand, and now it's closer to 18.30 versus closer to 19 about a week and a half ago. So inflation expectations, we've kind of have the thinking in mind that the rand will be more range bound with periods of weakness and periods of strength, and not necessarily on a bias weakening trajectory.
I was talking to another analyst, an economist actually, and he said to me, when I asked him about gross domestic product, GDP, and unemployment in South Africa, he used two words, woeful, and if from a socioeconomic point of view, when it came to unemployment, distressing. They're strong words, but I don't think they're misplaced.
I agree. I mean, we've had quite anemic growth. I mean, expectations for 2024 are averaging around 0.6. I mean, there was that agriculture print in the third quarter that the agricultural industry has kind of like is in conversation with SSA to understand more why that number was so negative. So maybe it was not as negative in the third quarter, and there's some optimism. But I mean, even if there is some optimism, it's still sub 1% for 2024. So South Africa's growth is still quite weak and hasn't been creating employment. But I think going into this year, our growth expectation is still on the conservative side versus what we've seen. We're thinking around 1.7% for 2025 from the weakness that we saw in 2024. But that's like almost in line with population growth. So we're not growing on a GDP per capita basis, and we're not creating the jobs that we need at this stage. But we're slightly optimistic that when policymakers are focusing on reforms and getting that private participation in the rest of the network industry in the same manner that they have with energy, we'll start to see results. But growth is a long-term game, and so we will yield those results more in the medium term than instantaneously.
Finally, 91 is a global company. You're based in Cape Town. You speak to potential foreign investors or people that are already invested in South Africa. What is their view of South Africa at the moment?
I think over the last year, we've had quite a lot of interest. By interest, I don't mean players in the market. So it's not like there's flows coming, massive flows coming in. But we've had a lot of roadshows where foreign investors will want to come see South Africa. I think most people are doing their due diligence. This GNU story, is it really going to lead into real positive outcomes for the economy? And that's where we are. If we do play our cards right, it seems that there is a lot of interest that is built up. But of course, the US kind of like puts a spinner in the wheel. How's our relationship with the US from a geopolitical perspective? So that could impact us a little bit. But I think from what I saw with like foreign investors coming through, is there's a lot of interest. There's not a lot of money that's in SA at the moment, but they're trying to do the due diligence. Should we go in with this GNU and positive sentiment story?
Yes, we didn't really speak about politics, but it's a well-worn subject, GNU being the government of national unity and a semblance of stability. Sisa, thank you very much for your time. That was Sisa Mkele-Kobus, who's a fixed income analyst at 91 in Cape Town. The views and opinions expressed in these podcasts are those of Lindsay Williams and various contributors and do not reflect the policy, position, or opinion of any other agency, organization, employer, or company associated with strictlybusinesspodcast.com. Assumptions made on the analyses are not reflective of the position of any other entity other than the speaker or the author. And since we are critically thinking human beings, these views are always subject to change, revision, and rethinking at any time. Please do not hold us to them in perpetuity.